The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danka. Let's turn our attention to the United States. Well, in the last hour or so, it's been announced that Kirstjen Nielsen, the Secretary of Homeland Security, has become the face of President Donald Trump's hardline immigration push, is leaving the administration. Well, President Trump announced the news over Twitter. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McEllen will serve as acting DHS Secretary. So it's unclear whether Nielsen is designed to leave voluntarily or whether she has been pressured to resign. Another week and there was more flip-flopping from the Trump administration. This is after President Trump backtracked on the following policies. Okay, let me just run you through four of them. The first one, the border with Mexico will not be closed. The second one, Republicans will not soon present a replacement for the Affordable Care Act. The third one, well, he doesn't actually think that the Mueller report on Russian election interference should be publicly released. And finally, his nominee to head Immigration and Customs Enforcement is his nominee no longer. Wow, all of this wrapping up the 2020 presidential election. I know it's some time away, but yeah, you can't help but draw one and one together, right? Well, joining us on the line to help us give context on the latest is Straits Times U.S. Bureau Chief Nirmal Ghosh. As always on a Monday, really good to hear from you, Nirmal. Good morning. President Trump announcing in a tweet that the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is resigning. Now, we've got Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McEllen, who's going to serve as acting DHS Secretary. Was there a reason given? What was the reason given? Could we see this as a blow to Trump, more importantly? Nirmal, your thoughts.
Good morning. Well, according to reports, apparently she has felt, quote unquote, in limbo this past week or so. And we have seen that President Trump has been leading the response on the border issue, going to border states, ramping up the issue in the news cycle. He's been talking directly at the border with Border Patrol and ICE personnel and hearing from them. This development, either way, is not a great thing coming at this time. Now, Kevin McEllen, currently U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner, he's an Obama-era holdover. He's been appointed acting secretary. He has been active in sounding the alarm about the crisis and also about shifting demographics, which is a larger underlying social and political issue driving this response. But he will be acting secretary. It could be that the next appointee could be much more hardline than Secretary Nielsen.
Straits Times U.S. Bureau Chief Nirmal Ghosh on the line with me. We're talking about all the updates from the United States on a Monday morning. Lots to catch up on. So Nielsen's tenure, Nirmal, since she was confirmed in December 2017, it's been at times quite rocky. Could you give us a little bit of context on this?
There was some history we should remember between Secretary Nielsen and President Trump. Previously, he had berated her for not being vocal enough or tough enough on the border issue. But Secretary Nielsen had her own constraints to deal with, unconstitutional constraints for one thing. So she did try to step it up. Just days ago, she compared the crisis on the border to a Category 5 storm. But the last few days with President Trump visiting the border may have left her feeling undue pressure from all sides.
All right, undue pressure indeed. Now, this one. President Donald Trump, I read this article, I think it was just yesterday. He accused Democrats of abandoning Israel and claimed that asylum seekers look like UFC fighters, like the MMA Ultimate Fighting Championship fighters. And he said this during his speech on Saturday before the Republican Jewish Coalition in Las Vegas. Nirmal, what are the wider implications of his comments and what kind of reaction should we be expecting? Because I'm sure some people were offended.
Well, a couple of things to bear in mind here. One is that President Donald Trump tends to play to his audience, tell them what they like to hear. And in this case, of course, it was an audience that is a key constituency. Remember that Sheldon Adelson, owner of the Las Vegas Sands Group, which just announced a major expansion in Singapore, showed up in a wheelchair. He is 85 and in treatment for cancer. In 2016, Sheldon Adelson was Mr. Trump's single largest donor to his campaign after Mr. Trump himself. And secondly, President Trump does like to generalize, inflate, and oversimplify, and is good at creating a narrative that becomes a framework for ensuing campaigning and political debate. In this case on Israel, it's an astute political move. Now, many in the Democratic Party, and that includes young newcomers like Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, have been more willing to criticize the state of Israel. Even Barack Obama, you may recall, criticized Israel over the settlements. So the pro-Israel lobby here was not happy with him. But the new batch in the Democratic Party are more outspoken. On the other hand, President Trump has, among other things, recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and moved the American embassy there, and just recently recognized Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Jewish voters have traditionally favored Democrats. President Trump is seizing on this issue, sensing a vulnerability here, and clearly hoping to shift some of the Jewish vote his way in 2020. This will continue to be one of his lines of attack. And in terms of describing immigrants looking like UFC fighters, it was a typical Trump hyperbole and oversimplification. He needs to constantly reinforce the fear of illegal immigrants. Media reports tend to, on the other hand, latch on to these oversimplifications, but they kind of miss the point, which is the message is more important than the facts, ironically, in this case. President Trump is good at the messaging.
U.S. Straits Times Bureau Chief Nirmal Ghosh on the line with me. He's talking to me from Washington, and we're getting some updates on the United States. Thanks a lot for that one, Nirmal. Now, let's move on to the subject of Joe Biden. Some recent controversy, and the question really is if he can still offer himself up as a 2020 presidential candidate. Nirmal?
Well, this shows, number one, that of course times have changed, and number two, that Joe Biden is basically an old white guy. Now, that's seen as an advantage because he is, number one, a sincere and sympathetic figure, able to connect with people. Number two, he can appeal to some of the old white guys who are drawn to Trump, who are seen as President Trump's key part of his constituency. And of course, the fact that Mr. Biden has experience is another one in his factor. Now, he is a moderate. The downside is he does not appeal to those younger voters who want to see a younger, more left-of-center Democratic Party. Whether he runs or not remains to be seen. Of course, he can, and he would still be a very serious contender, even with the damage this has done, which is indisputable. He has been damaged by this, and he's also attempting to come out, though, head-on to deal with it. So it's in the balance right now. He has said he will be the last to announce his candidacy. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Indeed. Just got a couple more things to get through, Nirmal, before I let you go. With regard to Trump's endgame, with his consistently, you know, shifting Mexico border pronouncements, what's with his endgame?
Well, quite simple. It is what he says it is. He wants to stop the flow of migrants. Now, this flow has reached record levels, so he has a point. So he wants to squeeze Mexico, which is the transit country. He wants to arm twist Mexico into stopping the flow of migrants. He quickly backed off from the threat to close the border because he was probably told that would be too drastic. Of course, Mexico would be hurt, but the pain would be felt across the United States. And there may be political consequences if it turned out to be a disastrous mistake. Texas, for instance, is a Republican state. If he closed the border there and it turns into a disaster, the Republicans could lose Texas. So he is now trying the tariff threat. But meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security is also beefing up its deployments on the border. Certainly, the president is quite capable, even likely, to try and hurt Mexico in some way, to prod it to take more action against the migrants to stop them from coming through.
I suppose also, Nirmal, it's worth asking with regard to those jobs data that was released over the weekend. President Trump has stepped up his attacks on the U.S. Federal Reserve by calling for the central bank to cut interest rates. His tactic hasn't worked in the past. Is it time, in your opinion, for Trump to lay this strategy to bed, or do you even see him doing such a thing?
Right. So the Fed has two open board seats at the moment, and the president wants to fill them with his loyalists. And he has mentioned economic commentator Stephen Moore and businessman and former presidential candidate Herman Cain. Both are seen as his loyalists. So he wants to shift the Fed's thinking. Economic advisor Larry Kudlow today explained that in their view, the Fed is essentially too conservative. The administration believes the United States, which is seeing around 3% GDP growth, it believes this growth can be sustained or even accelerated without triggering inflation. And Kudlow and others in the administration believe the Fed is outdated in its thinking. So you can expect President Trump to continue to put pressure on the Fed not to raise interest rates. They want to be stepping on the gas instead all the way to the 2020 polls. Whether that is prudent or not remains to be seen. At the same time, as we know, the national debt is ballooning. So we'll just have to see.
Nirmal, brilliant as always. Thank you so much for taking the time this Monday morning.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.